Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's only episode 41 of the... Yes, I think it is. Do you hear that sat next to me? Do you know who that is?
It's
Linda. Come on, let's hear it for Linda. We do love her. Oh, hello, love. Oh, my goodness, what a packed show we've got for you today. Linda, what have you been doing? Where have you been? What have you been up to?
Well, I was going to say, driving over, I saw something that can only be described as a sign. You know, we've been talking about our Christmas do, our works do, which is basically you, me.
You and me,
And Tarawak, of course.
Well, he's always with me. Let me just... You come in, Tarawak, for Christmas. Tarawak, him say, him like Christmas party, pull cracker, etc. Funny Christmas cracker jokes, me like breast, not leg.
Oh,
thank you.
There we go.
He's saying.
So anyway, I was driving along and I saw a massive billboard, and upon the billboard it said... The Namaste Lounge.
I know where that is. I'm not giving away where we live. Is it in?
Yeah,
okay.
So I thought, that is screaming at me. Maybe we go there for some spiritual repast.
I'm going to tell you something about that place.
Uh-oh.
This is true. It used to be
a knocking shop.
No. It used to be a place where Elton John played in the Snug when he first started. I'm not saying where we are, but we're near that place.
We're in Elton John country.
We're in Elton John country. And I'll tell you something else as well. I never thought I'd be saying this now. But many years ago, I went out with a lady. Yes. And she worked it nearby there. And we used to meet there for lunch. And I tried to...
No, I don't want
to... No, I didn't. I tried to split up with her, and there was a bit of crying went on. She had her head on my shoulder.
Oh.
And we got kicked out because the people thought we were snogging, and we weren't. And I felt an enormous sense of injustice.
Yes. I'm doing absolutely the opposite of snogging.
Absolutely,
how many dare you?
Absolutely doing the opposite of that. I mean, but the thing is, he did say...
It does look very, very strange.
It did look very, very strange.
Yeah.
So that's... We're going to have our Christmas party there. What should we have? What should we do? Should we play Christmas games? It's just you and me,
yeah,
I mean.
We could play Uno. I'll beat you again.
Okay, all right.
And then we'll go home.
Yeah. What else have you been up to, my love?
Oh, dinner medals.
That's something I saw. Do you remember what dinner medals? When you spilt your dinner down your front.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happened with dinner medals?
So the other day I went into work. And because I'm working somewhere slightly smarter than... Well, you remember the Cattery? There was no point getting dressed up for that.
No,
my God.
No.
So I was wearing a white top, right?
Right.
Driving in, I thought, I'll take myself a coffee in one of them posh cups. You know,
oh,
the...
my God. And the lid... No, don't tell me the lid come off.
No, it just had a dribble on it. And it wasn't in my fault. So I had a little sip and I'm thinking, oh, I'm feeling all corporate. And look at me, look all smart.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice until I had been at work for about an hour and I went to the loo.
Yeah.
That I'd sploshed all down my top.
Oh, God. It's always, always when you've got a nice bright shirt on.
It defies
logic, my love. So what did you do? Did you have
change? I didn't have a
change. Put a bit of Tippex on it?
Well, that was a good idea, but we don't use Tippex anymore now. We've got computers, Clinton. I don't know, well, last time you were in an office, but it's all paperless.
Happy to say I have never been in an office. I win! Up yours, you mugs, in an office!
I went to toilet.
Just a minute. Congratulations, Clinton, for never having a proper job. Just
well
to
done.
Remind you.
Well done.
Go on.
I went to the toilet and cleaned myself up in there.
But that's a sign. How did you get on with the shirt?
But unfortunately, the hand dryer didn't work, so I just had a very damp blouse for another half hour. It was terrible. You know, do you just leave it and pretend you haven't noticed, or it just happened, or do you try to clean up? It's an eternal conundrum.
Well, it really is. And I tell you what, for those people who are thinking, have I really paid for this?
It's true.
It's not that entertaining, but it is true. Yeah. I think so. You were so. Just tell me what happened. You had to dry it off.
I had to make sure I sat behind my desk for a longer period of time than I normally would, and not move, because I didn't want to reveal the fact that I had a damp blouse on.
Oh God! Well,
okay, originally I was worried this was going to be shit.
It turned out to be absolutely award-winning.
Yeah.
Award-winning. Mm. I do suffer from dinner medals quite often. This was a terrible occasion many years ago. Oh, my God. I've told this story before. But I won an award, a Best Newcomer Award, and I had to go to an award ceremony down in London, right? And I was coming back, and I thought, I am the dog's bollocks. I was in a suit. There'd been an award ceremony I'd been to. And before I got on the train, I went to Burger King. I went to Burger King, and I was burger dirty on the train, right? And as I was there in me tie and me posh suit and all that, there was a woman opposite me looking at me, and I thought, yeah, I look pretty good. I've just won an award. Don't I look good? And she was going on staring at me. I thought, yeah, she thinks I'm pretty good. She likes to cut on my jib. And
it's like, I see her, but I'm not going to let on that.
And I'm just going to kind of casually gaze out the window, think about my success. I was a bit pissed as well. And I'd got rid of the burger wrapping, chucked it in the bin. And when I got home, I looked in the mirror, and the gherkin had slipped out and was sitting on the knot of my tie. Oh, Christ.
That's called hubris.
It's called hubris, ladies and gentlemen. What an idiot. Hoist by my own petard.
I had that once where I thought someone was checking me out. Yeah. I was in the gym. Right?
Yes, yes.
And I adjusted the seat of the exercise bike.
Yes.
And I climbed aboard.
And
atop the bike, I gave it flipping 6 knout. I was going hell for leather on that thing, right?
Yes.
And I could see someone in the corner of my eye checking me out. I was thinking, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I am indeed going this fast, and it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not out of breath, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end, I went back to the after my workout, I went back to the changing room and walked past the mirror.
Oh, Christ, and what happened?
Where I had adjusted the bike, I'd obviously hit some oil.
Oh.
I had a great big black hand mark right across my face.
What do you mean? On your bottom?
Face.
Yeah,
so I'd obviously wipe my brow or something.
Oh,
so I looked like the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, you poor
thing. One half was white, my normal colour, and the other half, very murky. So that's what they were looking at. But no, Tiger never said anything.
Oh.
But my assumption was, yes, mate, I am this hot.
Oh, God. Well,
terrible. We deserved it.
I want you to know that still you are a wonderful, beautiful woman. So don't you worry about that. No, I mean, there's something about the. I didn't as much. Once again, repeating stories, but the other day I told you I went in the gym and there was the personal instructor, PT, I think they call them.
Yeah.
PT, is that what they call
them? Yes, personal trainer.
Trainer. Yes. And he said something about, he said, you know, you're doing quite well what you're doing. He said, one thing, don't do that. And he pointed to some woman doing, you know, completely the wrong thing on the machine, you know.
The thing I used to find the most objectionable in the gym, not just the meatheads.
Oh,
who would do so many reps that you might as well just go home. You're never going to get a go on that
go
thing.
On, it's what?
But people, you'd leave, like, bum sweat on the...
you're supposed to wipe it off.
You're supposed to wipe it down.
You're
take a towel, please.
You're supposed to wipe it down. I find I don't build up so much of a sweat that I'd even dribble any sweat on anything.
You don't leave butt marks.
I tell you what I've been trying to do is, you know the thing that you do the curls which strengthens your core?
Yes.
There? I don't know whether
that
does
the one where you kind of pull against the wall?
I'm not entirely certain that does anything.
No, just looks daft, doesn't it?
It does look daft. It looks like it should be doing something, but I'm not convinced. You might as well just let's get on with it. Anyone who comes to see my tour will see the new svelte Clinton Baptiste.
You say, who is this vision?
Who is this? And I say, well, guys, don't worry about me. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. I know it's extreme, but I know what I'm doing.
Don't worry for me. It's all under control.
Don't worry for me. I don't know what you're thinking. Oh, Christ. He doesn't look any different to when I last saw him. that mast. Right. Hey. Hey, let's get on with the show and let's get to
Spiteful and Frightful.
Spiteful and Frightful from Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. Can we please have the spooky music, please,
yeah.
Linda?
Yeah. Who, says the subtitle, was the malevolent spirit causing chaos in my pub?
Spirits are very strong tonight.
By Jan Slurry.
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 From the pub.
Well, that's how you get 39.
A throbbing beat reverberated through the pub as I pulled my umpteenth pint of the night. Not a bad job, I grinned to myself. I was 24 and had just started working as a barman at the Talbot, a thriving music venue in Stoke-on-Trent.
It's a man, this Jan Block. One night, as we looked up, I noticed my workmate, Jess, frowning. Someone grabbed me, she told me. A punter, I asked, concerned. No, I was in the back, alone, she said. Maybe you brushed up against a beer barrel, I shrugged.
Helpful.
Unconvincing. But over the next few weeks, several of the barmaids mentioned they'd been groped, even slapped, by an unseen presence. I wonder who it could have been. It's only those two in the pub.
Then one night, as I was coming down from the flat above the bar, the hairs on the back of my neck prickled. Suddenly, a hard shove right between my shoulder blades sent me tumbling down the stairs.
Oh, Christ. Picking myself up, I glanced back up the staircase. But what was I expecting to see? I'd been alone, hadn't I? My increasing worry was that the pub was haunted, and only made worse when Jim, the drummer of a band, played a gig one Friday night and came racing into the bar.
Something's there, he cried.
Hooray!
He'd heard someone hammering on the door. Peering through the window, he'd seen the face of an old man twisted with rage.
Nearly shit myself.
He screamed, get out, Jim shuddered. When I mentioned what had been going on to the building's owner, Ted, he admitted, yeah, place is haunted.
That's really strange.
Years ago, the Talbot had been a carriage house. It was a busy spot with travellers coming and going, and it doubled as a brothel.
Oh, my fucking God.
The cruel and violent owner kept prostitutes locked upstairs. I don't know why I'm laughing.
Your pronunciation.
Kept prostitutes locked. People say Brexit. Brexit and prostitutes locked upstairs, and it was his ghost we'd all sensed.
Oh, right. He's the Phantom Gooser. When I told Sarah, another bartender, the tale as we cleared up, she wasn't spooked. Well, I haven't seen anything, she scoffed.
Oh.
Bang!
Oh.
Suddenly, two sealed shutters flew open, crashing against the wall. Better whore, hissed a man's voice, hateful and taunting.
Christ.
Sarah paled, and she quit the next day.
The place needs exercising, I told Ted. We arranged for a psychic called Kristen to visit the pub. Closing her eyes, Kristen listened intently to the eerie silence. Your name is Maggie, she asked. You're being held captive. Kristen's eyes widened in fear. Her body jolted as if she'd been grabbed, and she spluttered, clutching her throat.
I can't breathe, she choked.
Suddenly a rage-filled voice roared, don't worry about my girls, worry about yourself.
Oh! Still clasping her throat, Kristen fled. No need for language, is there? Leaving me stood in horror as the now empty room fell silent.
This was the last straw and I quit my job. Although I loved working in the pub, that was one spirit I wasn't willing to spend any more time in the company of. Do you get it?
And that, unless I'm mistaken, is very much that. £300. Is that it?
Don't worry about my girls, worry about yourself, whore!
Oh, isn't that awful, calling someone a whore?
I just think Jan wanted to say that several times.
That is it, Jan Slurry, 39. Well, that was a short one.
It was
short.
Spiteful and frightful.
It was spiteful, frightful, and rather fanciful, I would say.
Shiteful.
Shiteful. Anyway, listen, earlier last week, I was up in Ilkley again.
Now, were you bar tat?
I was bar tat. I stayed in a lovely hotel. And what happened? It's like a suite.
Oh, nice.
Any comedians out there or entertainers? A chap called Robson what's his name, Stroud, and he does gigs up there, and he put me up in a lovely, it's called the Crescent Hotel, and I had a whole suite to myself.
Was it an old place?
It was an old place.
With the presences?
Full of presences, absolutely ideal for me, but a lovely hotel, because the day before, and I'm going to come to this a bit later, I stayed in a place in Runcorn, which was shite. I don't know whether I told you about it. Perhaps I'll talk about it later. But it was so nice to stay in this hotel in Ilkley. It's so nice and middle-class Ilkley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's bloody lovely.
I love a hotel where you can put your head on the pillow and not smell someone else's breath.
Oh,
it's the best, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. No, it was really, really lovely. And I did a lovely gig at Hollygarth Community.
Oh, nice. Centre.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Do you know what you do?
Eh?
I mean, people like that, are they into you?
What, up in Ilkley?
Yeah.
Of course they're into it. They're very spiritual people. It's a very spiritual place,
your
Ilkley.
It's a bit more earthy, isn't it?
It's a bit rude at times. I do use swear. I don't say, haw, the whole time, but I do. You know what I mean? But anyway, listen, as I was up there, I thought I'd pop into the King's Hall, Ilkley, where I am touring with my tour roller coaster. I thought I'd check on the tickets. I went in there all friendly. Really, I just wanted them to tell me how tickets going. But I bumped into Darren Bull and Vicky, who's the new something manager there.
Yeah.
And they told me all about... I just wanted an update on the ghost. This is true. At Kingsley Hall, Ilkley. Oh! I'm here again at King's Hall, Ilkley, with Darren Bulmer. You will remember him for the ghost in the box. Darren, tell me, have you seen any more, experienced any more ghostly activity?
Just the strange smell of TCP. It never goes away.
Yeah, but you can get an ointment for that, Darren, if you can just apply that daily. Go on.
Thank you for that. Yeah, yeah. That's good advice.
Yeah. What did the... Just the smell of TCP, you didn't hear anything, sense anything?
A few chairs rock about up there and stuff, yeah. I've not actually seen anything. But...
A few chairs rock about?
Yes, yeah.
Darren is backing off from me every time I go to offer this microphone in front of him. What's the matter with you?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous, you big dick. Come on. Right, listen... chairs moving?
Chairs move about. The curtains shake about a bit.
Bloody hell.
Only in the morning, but yeah, must be a morning spirit, I don't...
Should we try it now? Spirit? Spirit? Art thou there? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Spirit? Throw something. Throw something, spirit. Something thrown in the back room there, but there's some pensioners playing table tennis, but it don't matter. Bit of whiff-waff going on in the back. Thank you, Darren. I will be seeing you when I'm back here in April, I think we established.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, I'll have the usual rider. I'll have Sharon again, please. And here is Vicky. Now, Vicky is the new... What?
Venue manager.
Venue manager, right. No one likes to show off. Vicky... Now that Darren's gone, you can confirm that you bloody well heard something, didn't you? Go on.
I did hear something.
What did you hear, my love?
I heard my name.
Tell us the story about that. Could it have been Darren dicking you about?
No, I actually thought it was a technician, but there was nobody in the building.
Tell me.
So, I'd been regaling one of our technicians with many a tale of the things that walk in the night and the day at the Alhambra Theatre.
Right,
Over in Bradford Centre. And
horrifying things,
what, dreadful
amateur,
things.
Amateur dramatics you get there.
Well, sometimes.
Yes, okay, go on.
They're very good. He said the evening before he was going, I was sort of saying, are you going to jump out of a dark corner and try and scare me?
Yes,
and then the following morning, I was doing some cleaning, I was in the kitchen, and somebody really clearly shouted my name. So... I told the technician to...
Do one?
Yes, and there was nobody in the building.
That is extraordinary. Now, when you say you heard your voice clear as day, no mistaking, you're still convinced of this now. You weren't dreaming, you weren't daydreaming.
It made me jump, because it was so quiet. I knew there was only myself in the building.
Did you suspect it? So it was a man's voice?
Yes.
Could it have been, because there's another... What are you doing down there?
Someone just moved a chair to be fun. Rocking a chair. It was down there, wasn't it, that area?
It was in the kitchen.
It was in the kitchen, which is very close to... Some of you might remember that last time there were two ghosts, one in the box and one down there. And you think it was the one down there near... He had a name or something. I can't remember what he... Darren might be making things up. Vicky, I will be coming back here in April.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, my love. Please... Make a note of any spooky goings on and I'll see you then.
Will do. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, you know we like to solve problems and we glean these problems from Take a Break, Fate and Fortune.
Yes, because none of you will give us yours.
Nobody has been written in about it. And this woman here, she's a bloody saint and she knows what she's doing. She's clever, she's intellectual and she's compassionate, right?
And I'm nosy.
And
so
she's bloody nosy.
Tell me what's been going on with you, please.
Absolutely. What can I do to put my jealousy aside? This is for Keely Potts.
And the jealousy is in capital letters, so you know it's bad.
It's going to be very jealous. Here we go.
I looked out, and I'm engaged to the bloke everyone fancies. Sometimes I can't believe he's with me. He's pretty perfect in other ways, too. Kind, considerate, and attentive. However, there is one glitch in our relationship.
Oh.
Yeah, because she's a witch.
His sexual past.
Oh.
I've only had 3 boyfriends, but he's had way more girlfriends. I can't stop thinking about his past. What can I do to put these jealous feelings to bed? Says Kasia, 28, of Roehampton, Surrey.
This is what Keely Potts says. You lucky thing, you. Finding the perfect match is a wonderful thing, but you really must let the past go. To help you move on from where he has been, I would love you to... move up to where he has been. I would love to give you a ritual called My Bed, My Man. It's very simple. You need 2 ribbons of any colour, as long as they are different. For a full day, you both need to wear one ribbon on your... one ribbon each around your wrist. Then at the end of each day, undress each other. And end up wearing nothing other than the ribbons.
Oh, my God.
Now it's time to make love. Once finished, remove the ribbons and tie them to the bedpost. This symbolises the tying together of your love and love making. What do you make of that, Linda?
What a load of shit.
Is it, though?
Alternatively, instead of all this knobbing about with ribbons, get over yourself. Everyone's got a past. You should sow more wild oats yourself, but don't hold it against him. Actually, do you know what? Probably a good job he's had a few more than you because he can show you some tricks.
Absolutely. You could have been saying...
Is that your Willy?
..to all sorts of people by now, couldn't you?
Don't blame the player, blame the game.
You know, should have been...
Oh, you just thanked me.
Naughty boy. But no, well, I suppose, do you know what? I mean, I could count the people I've made love with, you know. Yeah. I know that I'm not one of these people who's, you know, been around the block many times.
Yeah.
And
you surprise me.
You can tell. I'm trying to tee you up with you to tell me. Can you tell everybody? I wanted to tell me.
Me neither. I'm very choosy.
Very choosy.
At the same time, I don't think, when you get to she's 28.
Right.
How many are we talking?
What?
Unless we're talking, like, triple figures, mind your own. It doesn't matter. He's with you now.
Well, that's true, but I mean, I suppose if he's the sort of person who has to shag everything, she's worried that, you know, that's what he's going to do. He's going to be, you know what I mean?
Well, she's not saying that. She's saying he's kind, considerate and attentive. So it's just the fact that she knows that she's not the first.
Well, I suppose so. But if you have a really attractive boyfriend and you're punching...
You are a very sexy man.
Yeah. But I suppose you're right. You know, if you say, well, we are together, just let bygones be bygones.
Exactly. This is now.
I suppose so. All right. Well,
can't have been that good, can they?
No, but I mean, tying a thing and tying it to your bed and ribbons.
I'd be embarrassed, wouldn't you?
I would be, yeah. Are my feelings real?
Only one way to find out, write to a Daft magazine. I'm a single mum and really close to another mum in a similar situation to me. Uh-oh. Our kids have play dates and we enjoy the odd glass of wine together. However, recently I ended up having a few too many and we kissed.
What?! Neither of us have mentioned it since, but I can't stop thinking about her. I've never experienced an attraction like this before. Should I talk about my feelings with her or just leave it? Sammy Joe, 27, from Wolverhampton. Well, goodness me.
It's naughty.
What do you think?
Well...
I mean, it's a bit... sexual, isn't it?
Well, listen, let's just deal with it as we would if it was a male female, because we don't have to be heteronormative these days.
That is true, although now, we do prefer the lesbian. That gets us going a bit more.
Well, here's the thing. Was it just a drunken thing? I think maybe it is something that you should talk about just to work out where the land lies.
Yeah, let me see what she says. We end up having a few too many and we kissed. Neither of us mentioned it since. I guess what I will say is, if you've not mentioned it since, maybe she liked it. Maybe you both liked it.
Yeah. You know, maybe she's waiting for you to address the situation. Yeah, so I'd have a chat with her about it.
Do we read the answer? Go on.
Love can come as a surprise, but I don't feel a love connection between you. But Kayleigh, you spoil sport.
Kayleigh!
Although there's more to explore in your relationship. You asked if you should talk about what happened, and the simple answer is yes.
Yes.
Feelings should never be hidden. I do feel there's a connection that will open up to be more than friends, but she will hold up from commitment. So just have fun, remove the labels, and see what happens. But the first steps will start over coffee, not booze.
Right.
I can also see you both spending time in a hot tub. Flipping heck, Kayleigh.
Bloody hell, Christ. Go on.
And that will lead to more than just relaxing under the stars. But at this stage, enjoy your time together.
Just a minute.
Kayleigh Pop.
So she's going, I can't, have a talk about
it. It's not love, but go at it.
And then it says, go at it. And so you're both spending time in a hot tub. Doing what? Cleaning it? I don't think so. I think that means... Now we turn to more of your fascinating ghost stories from the 100 Club from the other night.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh my goodness, we are in for a treat now. I hope you've got your ghost stories ready. Two ladies over there. Do you want to come over here nearer to... Oh my God, they've got actual ghost stories. That will be appearing in Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. The only person who's paying for it is him down here. But now is the time. Can I have Glow, please, to take the microphone? These two ladies, all the way. Do you want to come round here? That's it, as I did ask, but 2 minutes ago, don't matter. I mean, you heard me, didn't you?
What?
Yeah.
There we go, yeah. Yep.
These two ladies, wonderful!
It is perfect.
What are your names?
I'm Nicola. Nicola.
Why are you talking to me like I'm some sort of...
I thought you were going to tell me, but no worries, no worries.
And okay, this... talk into the actual microphone if you're going to patronise me.
Okay, Clinton. My name's Nicola, and this is my cousin...
Victoria.
I love your outfit, by the way.
Is this lady making you do this?
I'm not at liberty
to say. Blink twice if you're under duress. I think you're supposed to ask for Angela at the bar or something. What was your name? Angela, wasn't it? What?
Nicola.
What?
Nicola.
Nicola, all right. Don't get pissed off with me. That's instantly forgettable. But anyway, let's get on with the... What have you got there?
So...
She's got props.
It's not a prop. It's not, this is real life.
Oh, go on. Okay, here we go. Let's have the story. There is a T-shirt available for a winner. There's various T-shirts. Please begin the story.
Okay, so... We are cousins, obviously, and we live together.
Yeah.
We have a great-great-grandfather.
Right.
And this was passed down through our family.
Yeah, who do you think I am? Jay Blake?
1882, 1882,
we think. 1882, we think. We're not sure.
Wallace and Gromit, 1882.
It's about 140 years old, we think.
Yeah. It's a family heirloom. Have some respect. Okay.
The bathroom.
So, obviously, Clinton. Okay, so we, of an evening, we put this in our bathroom,
my
as you would expect.
Fucking God.
I won't be long.
Yeah.
Okay. We do pay for your thing, by the way. Just
right. Thank you. Thank you. Right, can you hurry up with this story, please?
Wait. We put this in the bathroom every night.
Yes.
In the morning, it's in the living room. We don't know why. We want to know, is it possessed? Can you sense anything? This is our great-great-grandfather, we're not sure.
Yeah.
Can you tell us if it's enhanced with the spirit world? Is there anything?
And how much it's worth.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Spiritually, how much
is it? Well, the actual item is probably worth about £2 in a charity shop. And the story...
We never sell. We never
one sell. Out of ten. Please sit down. Thank you very much. Good effort. Good effort.
I'm unsubscribing, Clinton.
You are?
She's unsubscribing.
Don't unsubscribe. There's a T-shirt for you and your cousin. Thank you very much. Easily pleased. Anyone else with a ghost story? Anyone?
One here, there's one here.
Beat that. Yes, yes, please. What's your name, please?
My name is Mary.
Mary. Yes. Mary, what can you tell us, Mary, and make it good, please?
A long time ago, when I was a little girl.
Yes?
I was told by my mother to go and take a bag of food to my grandmother's house.
Yes?
And as I ran through the forest, she told me to look out for a quick, a quack.
Yes?
As I ran through the forest... Are you listening, Clinton?
Oh, I'm listening.
As I ran through the forest, Clinton, I had to say, look behind me for Platops. Platops, Platops was our old ghost that used to run through the forest behind children carrying food for their grandmother.
The spirits are very strong tonight.
Spirits very strong tonight.
As I ran to the forest.
Oh, there's more. Right, go on. Is that it?
I was coming
home.
Oh,
fucking hell.
And as I ran through the forest, I was running and...
Oh, God.
Platops. Platops. That's all I could hear behind me, Clinton.
Yes.
And as I reached Till within an eye shot of my mother's house, I could see. I had a mirror in my left hand and behind me.
Did you?
In the rear view mirror. As I ran behind me, I looked behind me in the mirror and I could see the face of Flattops. And I had to say, hey, quack. And as I reached my mother's house and I pushed the door and I ran inside and I slammed the door and I look at the door and I said, hey, quack. That is the end of my story.
Oh my God, I thought the first one was shit. Are you from Wales or something? Never understood that. Well, that was not funny. There was something about quick and quack. I don't know what that was anyway. Lovely story. Wonderful. Wonderful story. Anyone else got... Is this man down here? You've just got the Wallace and Gromit and the Quick and Quack to beat. Make it good.
Clinton.
Yes, we're off.
My name's Chris. I'm from Ramsgate originally. I live in Home Bay. But we came up here tonight, the four of us, to see you.
Yes, yes.
For the second time.
Right, another chance to hear the same jokes again, yes. I'm good like that.
I'm a sceptic, I have to say. But yes. I've come here tonight. I've paid my money.
Yes.
And I'm seeing famous dead people on the stage.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not.
Who have you seen on it?
Jimmy Savile and Jimmy Savile. And I can't understand why. He's saying to me, now then, what are you doing here?
Did you rehearse that before you came out tonight?
It's just happened.
Goodness gracious, what have we here? Have you finished? Very, very good. Very strong. This is for a T-shirt. People pay for the podcast to hear ghost stories. Who's got a proper one? You have, my friend. This chap over here. There's every chance you're going to win a T-shirt. Which you can collect on the way for asking for your money back at the box office.
Hi, Clinton, how are you?
Oh, spooky. Very well, thank you.
So,
what's your name, my friend?
My name's Lewis. But
yes.
You knew that already.
What?
You knew that already, right?
I did know that already, yeah.
So I work at Heathrow Airport.
Yes.
And one night there was a delayed flight.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish work till about 1 a.m.
Right.
I made my way home.
Yes.
And the pub in the village, I could see that there was a light on in the pub.
Go on.
And it had a late lock-in, so I thought that I'd join them.
Right.
I made my way to the pub, knocked on the door, and they let me in.
Yes.
Made my way in, and as I ordered a pint...
Yeah.
...of my favourite... lager, which was Foster's.
Oh, fucking hell. That storytelling evening class you've been going to, I'd get me money back if I were you. Yeah, you asked for your favourite lager.
The barmaid gave me the pint.
Handed you the pint, yes.
And as I looked at it,
yes.
I can't think of any way other than to just describe this.
Yeah? Well, briefly would be a help. That's one way you could do it.
As she passed me the pint, I noticed...
Go on.
It was headless.
It was headless. Anyone got a proper one? One. I'll do anything to save this section. Now, the other day, I spoke to a bloke called Rob Burton, who's a friend of a friend, and he phoned me from Marbella, and he told me this very spooky story, and it's pretty good, this one. I'm joined by Rob Burton now. He's phoning from Marbella in Spain. He works in football. That's all I'm allowed to tell you. Rob Burton, are you reading me?
I am, Clint, loud and clear. Lovely to meet you.
Honestly, this is a real thrill because we're coming to the end of this series and there's every opportunity now to absolutely wipe the top slot off the leaderboard of spooky stories as you regale us, Rob, with your spooky story. In the studio, Linda, put on the spooky music, please. Rob, begin.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to take us back to 2002, when I was in the armed forces, based at a large base in Oxfordshire.
Bryce Norton.
I was at Bryce, yeah. So walking back to the block after a few beers, I remember walking back with a group of sort of four or five friends, and there was just as we were walking back to our block, you had to go through the residential area, and there was a group of people looking at a house. They looked not really, you know, too distressed, but they were staring up, pointing, looking. So we stopped to see what was going on, and we looked up, and it looked like there was a person through the hallway window on the first floor, hanging from the stairs, from a rope. Someone like hung themselves. Someone thrown themselves off the banister and hung themselves.
Rob, sell it, man. Slow down.
We all saw it. I'd say there's about eight of us, and we saw this figure hanging. And what made it real was, even though it was dark and it was moonlit and it was streetlights, you could still sort of make out the shadow of this body on the banisters behind. So it looked like a real, tangible thing hanging down, and it looked like a person.
Three-dimensional, hanging, and people pointing at it going, Jesus, what's going on in there?
We all saw it. It was a big group of us. So one of the groups had already phoned the RAF police, and the police were on the way. So when they turned up, they'd seen it as well. They came round and looked, and Julie kicked the door in.
Julie who?
No, it wasn't Julie. I don't know what he was called, but they kicked the door in.
Julie, sorry.
Okay.
Don't tell me it was an asphyxie wank.
It wasn't, no, I don't think so. They obviously put the lights on, and we're watching them, and then literally nothing, Clinton. When we all looked up, there was nothing there. It had gone. There was nothing there. The police had come in. We were looking outside and nothing was there.
All right. Okay. Rewind, Rob. Hold on. There was servicemen pointing. Oh, no, it was in the residential area that they were pointing.
It was on the base, though. It was on the base. On the Bryce Norton's houses and
barracks. Okay. So civilians. Civilians were looking up, pointing at this house, and they could see someone. Or they were military people.
All military. Everybody on there. It was in the confinements of the gates of the base. We were all locked in.
So quite sober military, straight up and down the line people. Not.
I wouldn't say we were sober that evening, but we were all pretty sensible.
Right. And the people who were pointing, they were other service people, and said, "Look, have you seen that?" And quite a crowd gathered. How many people?
Eight to ten, and they'd already phoned the RAF police. They'd already phoned the police at this point. And it was the body was sort of hanging down, or as it looked like a body was hanging down. We were
all seeing. In the full light of an electric light, or
this was when it was slightly lit by the street lights and the dark moonlight. It was dark at this point, but there was enough light to make out.
The military police turned up. Hold on, I'll let you finish in a minute. The military police turned up. They saw it as well. They broke into the house, and there was nothing there.
But, Clinton, this isn't the first time they've been there.
Bloody hell.
There was a pattern linked to this. Called when another family were there that left. They didn't like it there. There'd been reports of break-ins when there was no break-in, and noises and general sort of spookiness, I suppose. So I think at the time as well, I think the house might have been empty as well. But no, there was definitely other reports from the police. Because I knew some of the RAF culture, it's quite a small... Even though it's a big bake, you tend to know everyone. And yeah, the rumours were going around, and this had happened before, and especially the malicious break-ins when there was smashed glass and noises and bangs. The police had come out, and there was nothing there.
I
do believe it. In fact, I've got Douglas Bader here, the RAF Second World War hero. I'm just going to... What do you think, Douglas? What do you think? Yeah? Yeah. He reckons it is as well. And if he's lying, he hasn't got a leg to stand on. But what I will say, but that's a joke for you young people there about Douglas Bader, who lost his legs in the Second World War. I do believe that that is a ghost, and so does Douglas. Rob, tell me, you're not allowed to... Are you going to tell me what you're doing nowadays? Because you're not in the RAF anymore.
No, I work in football now, so I work in the wonderful world of a football agency. And as you touched on, I'm in Marbella at the moment watching one of our young players make his England youth debut. So it's a really sort of special weekend.
How the other half live. And it begs the question, can you get me some nice corporate gigs performing at football clubs for lots of money?
And
food. And a small rider of some drink and a little dressing room to get changed.
We'll have to have a chat and we can work out some commission structures on that, Clinton, and see.
Okay, wrong commission structures. All right, mate. Listen, Rob Burton there, and I got to tell you, I think that's going to go to number two in the charts. He's done very, very well. He sneaked in under the wire, to use an RAF analogy. Thank you, Rob Burton. Take a break, fate and fortune now. My psychic journey. At my lowest, I found joy. Bullied so badly, I thought I was having a heart attack. But my pain led to happiness. By Sonia Luff, 49. 300 quid.
Bear that in mind as we proceed. Hands shaking, I took a deep breath and pushed open the shop door, already dreading what the day would bring. I'd always loved working in retail, but lately I'd started being picked on by a colleague.
Oh,
every
bastard.
Day I went to work with my stomach churning and my heart thundering. I was called names like dickhead, knob.
Doesn't say that.
Twat face, cowbag.
No, don't say that.
Made to feel stupid, singled out for things that weren't my fault. It really affected me. Soon I couldn't sleep or eat. I survived on Red Bull energy drinks. Oh, don't do that. That'll drive you
batty. No, that'd be bad for you.
And constantly felt sick. That'll be why. With a tight, achy feeling in my chest. That'll be why.
Yeah.
When I started having palpitations, that'll be why. A friend told me to go to the doctors and I ended up pouring everything out. You don't have heart disease, but I do think you need to change jobs, the doctor said. Unlikely. If you'd mentioned the Red Bull, he would have said, pack that in.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd always been a bit psychic. As a six-year-old, I remember my hands burning as I laid them on our pet dog when she was ill. I felt heat emanating from me and into the dog. She'd been ill, and the next day, she was completely better. It runs in the family, Mum would say mysteriously, but I never asked any more.
But since this bullying, any psychic ability I'd had vanished, and all that was left was a horrible, constant stress and shaky feeling. I decided to have a psychic reading. And what did the medium say? You need to leave your current job. Haw! Not the haw bit.
No, that was what was happening.
That was from earlier.
Saying horrible things to you. Then she told me about a meditation group near my home in Gravesend, Kent, run by medium Anne Sharman. A few days later, I went to the group and Anne was amazing. She encouraged everyone to find their inner gift. I closed my eyes and imagined a golden column of light. Suddenly, the pain in my chest, the ache, the shaky hands, all vanished. I saw bright, amazing images coming towards me of people who'd passed, spirits with messages. It was a kaleidoscope of colour. When I'd finished, Anne said she'd help me. I started a spiritual development group and my ability increased with practice. Soon, I was hearing spirits day and night.
It's clear that there's some stuff going on.
I found a new job in another shop locally, but because I let my psychic ability back in, I couldn't switch it off. One day, an elderly lady came to the till. In that moment, a past husband appeared next to me. He whispered in my ear that he wanted to talk to her. Part of the sentence involved an unusual swear word.
Was it
whore?
I can't say that to a customer, I hissed. I beg your pardon, love, the old lady said. Go on, whispered her dead husband. Call her a twat. No. So I took a deep breath and told the lady what he'd said. He's standing here with me, I added. She looked at the space behind me, then her mouth opened. She burst into happy tears and farted and giggled. That's him, all right, she beamed. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Wonder what the swear word was. A few days later, I saw a huge Native American spirit guide behind a woman buying crisps at my till.
Aye?
Crisps.
Hold on.
In Roehampton with a Native American. You need to do this full time, a friend said. So I started doing tarot, spiritual guidance, and even brought back my old Reiki ability.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Then one day, I was at a spiritual development evening when my great-grandmother Elsie came through.
What? Yeah.
You have the gift from me. You can use yours. I never could, she revealed.
She explained that if she'd used hers back in the late 1800s, she'd been committed to a lunatic asylum. The gift had been passed down the female line in our family. Or she didn't have any ability at all.
Could have got locked up.
It's like, I could have been a professional footballer. Could have had trials. I had to miss it that day because I had a Saturday job in Tesco's. You know what I mean? Oh, I could have been... Just hold on a sec. Just stop for a second. Do you remember I told you about my friend Jim?
Yeah.
Who was mates with David Beckham?
Yes.
In fact, I may have deleted that. So people don't know this, but my friend Jim spent a little bit of time as friends with David Beckham. Yes. And he said that apparently what happens is quite often is, you know, you'll be at Sunday football or something. And when David Beckham had his kids playing football, and people come up and they always want to say to David, could have been a professional. Yeah. Had trials with, you know, Aylesbury Town. You know, and David just goes, oh, right, really? Yeah, he's done it all. Yeah, could have been. So played at quite a high level. You know what I mean? Don't you get that all the time? Sort of, yeah. I remember occasionally when I've done a bit of television something, you get some supporting artists. Nothing wrong with supporting artists, and they do that. Yeah, just luck, really, isn't it? Just luck getting on. Well, all right, if you want to be my guest, give up your day job, go up and down the country performing. Good luck to you! Yeah, just luck. You know what I mean? Don't
sods. Like that.
Bloody sods. You know what I say to them? Get a grip. Anyway, where do we get up to? Sorry.
She explained, oh, blah, 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 lunatic asylum. The gift had been passed down the female line. That's what we got to, isn't it? I thought back to those awful days of being bullied, of not sleeping, my stomach churning and my heart racing. Yet again, she's missing out the connection with the Red Bull and the overuse thereof.
Oh, she's such a moaner, this one. Pull yourself together, you silly cow.
There you go, bullying. I'd hated that period of my life, but I realised now I was to be thankful for it. It had brought me back to my psychic path.
Now, I live in Lyme Regis, Dorset, where I run my own tea room. I've also written a book. What a surprise. What spirits have taught me, and I do readings. Good luck to it. I'm donating any money from my book to a local hospice.
And the £300 from this article?
No, I'm going down the pub. I'm going to piss that up the wall. I hope my story shows that even when you're at your lowest ebb, spirit is there. And alongside you, guiding you. Why on earth have I not used this throughout the series? I've only just found that. And anyways, guiding you, waiting patiently for you to find your true path in life. Oh, that's lovely. No, that is lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, I didn't mean to be nasty about her, but, you know, very often we do find that in these readings, don't we? People have a terrible time.
Yes.
They seek solace in their spiritual skill.
Yeah.
I'll say it, Linda.
Yes.
And it leads them on to a better way of doing things.
Or they've got a shit life, but pretending the magic makes them feel special.
You're not pretending to be magic, Linda, is it?
It is a bit.
It's finding your calling.
Okay.
Is there anything... All right, then. Is there anything you do, Linda, where you think, oh, that's stretching it a little to make yourself... Here's a good question. What do you do to make yourself look a little bit more interesting? Here's a question, Linda.
Ooh.
Hey.
I am interested. What do you mean? I do things to make myself look more interesting.
When you meet in Emilio and some of your and his young friends,
yeah.
What do you do to make yourself seem slightly more interesting?
I do tell them that I work at a school.
school, but I don't tell them that I'm in admin.
Right, okay.
I will allow them. I don't tell them exactly what I do, but I'll allow them to assume
right.
that I'm some sort of intellectual.
Well, I think if they knew the truth... They would be rather disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what do I do to make myself a little bit more interesting?
Oh, the snazzy shoes and jumpsuits.
That's what I wear. And I tell you what, for my new tour, oh, it's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be a spectacle. So, that's what I'm going to do. When I come on stage, you will not bloody well believe
it. You'll be flabbergasted.
Time now. No, hold on. This is what I'm going to say to you. Mm. Linda was telling me the other day, you were watching a documentary about the princes in the town,
yes.
weren't you? The famous princes.
Yes. So that lady who found Richard III under a car park.
Right.
She's at it again.
I found a Richard III on our carpet. It was the cat.
This time she was doing a little job with Judge Rinder. He's been brought into the fold.
Okay,
I think
yes.
She probably should try and make an intellectual exercise seem a little bit more accessible for the
yes.
plebiscite.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, I find it very interesting, but I mentioned it to you that I've been watching this very exciting documentary and you said... What a coincidence.
Because I'm going to see the Beefeaters, who were who were at the 100 Club the other week,
yeah.
Invited me along. So for this nearly Christmas special, I went to the Tower of Bloody London, where I went in search of the princes. Which were the two princes? Can you remember?
The little ones, yeah.
Maybe they were the princes who were married to the famous princess from that bloke we spoke to, a non-specific princess. Anyway, I went to the Bloody Tower of London. Let's speak to the Beefeaters. Thank you. Yes, I am in the Tower of London with Yeoman Warder Daniel Benson. Daniel, please tell me where we are at the moment.
We are now, Clinton, in the Byward Tower, which is the oldest man guard room anywhere in the world. We have a day watchman here and a night watchman. We've had them on duty for over 700 years.
Bloody hell, a gay warden and a night warden.
I'm
sorry, I beg your pardon. I thought I was very, very forward thinking. I beg your pardon. Daniel, which one of those are you? Never mind. Anyway, listen, Daniel, the thing is, you told me this. Is something spooky happened in here?
Yeah. So about 15 years ago, there's a story where we lock the tower down at night and at 10 o'clock, everything's locked down and we get rid of everybody who's in. The yeoman warder who is on night watchman yes. then comes into here
right.
and sits in here for the whole night and looks after this, the gates and the tower. He's responsible for the tower.
It's cosy in here. Doesn't look scary.
No.
Go on, yeah.
Now, one evening, about 15 years ago, one of the yeoman warders is getting rid of the public and he comes into here. You see these doors here where we've just come through?
Yes.
And as he steps down here...
Yes.
He hears...
Right.
He smells... A burning fire.
Good God.
Like a log fire.
Yes, I know.
He comes into here.
Yes,
where we are now.
Back into the yeoman warder's room only.
And over to the left, you've got that.
Well, there electric. Is a fire there now. Fire. It's electric. Thing.
Yeah, and that's what it was about 15 years ago.
Right.
And he comes in here and he smells and he hears the wood fire.
Right.
He looks at the fireplace that we're looking at now.
Yes.
And there are two yeoman warders appeared.
You're shitting.
And they're in old style uniforms and they're smoking pipes. They look at him.
Oh, my God.
They're all chatting here.
Yes, we're right by the fireplace now.
They look at him, exactly like I'm looking at you now. He said it lasted about 10 seconds, but it probably lasted... Well, he felt it lasted a lot longer.
Yes,
and then they just disappeared.
My God.
And then he spent the night here. He reported it the next morning about what he'd seen.
Yes.
But he never did a night shift again. Now, I don't know why.
When was this, and do you know this fellow?
About 15 years ago.
Did
no,
you meet
him? No, he'd gone. He'd
but
gone.
You could name him on... All the names are on the wall. When it's one of those... Well, 15 years ago would have been, what? 2008,
2009? Yeah.
I won't name him. Oh, OK, we're looking at some names. We're not going to name him.
I won't name him.
OK, well, I'm looking at some names. It's one of them up there.
And he never, strangely enough, never came and did a night shift again.
Really?
I don't know why.
And that's well known amongst the yeoman warder.
Yeoman warders.
Bloody hell.
The Beefeaters. Yeah.
I tell you what, though. So, yeah, I mean, that is... And they looked at him plain as day. How close did he get to them?
Like where we are now.
Oh, my God.
He walked straight over and they looked at him and then just disappeared. And all he was left with was the smell of the fire.
Spirit? Spirit? Yeah, okay, thank you. Just testing, it's just a thing I do. Stop me if I'm getting too technical. Damn. All right, lead the way,
right.
Macduff.
Come on then.
Now, Linda was talking about a new school of thought that says that the princes weren't murdered, Dan. We're by the bloody tower. That's right. Not using language. We're by the f***ing entrance as well to the bloody tower. Tell me about these princes. Were they killed here, Dan?
So we believe so, yeah. We believe they were killed in the upper chamber of this tower, the bloody tower, like you said.
Who were they?
So there was Edward V and his brother Richard, Duke of York. They were the sons of King Edward IV. They were 12 and 9 years old.
Yeah.
They were ultimately brought here by their uncle, the Lord Protector Richard of Gloucester, the Duke of Gloucester.
Yes.
He kept them here. They were seen, so just behind us here on the grass that you can see now, but that used to be an orchard. The boys would be seen playing out here.
Wow.
Enjoying themselves, having fun like, you know, young boys do.
Yeah.
And then one evening, they just disappeared. Now, the story says that they were smothered to death.
Yes.
In the upper chamber of that tower.
Wow.
On the orders of their uncle, Richard.
Right.
Their bodies were taken away by a priest the following morning. They were hidden beneath some stones and then moved to the south side of the White Tower. As you can see over there.
The White Tower now. This is the actual Tower of London.
That's the actual Tower of London, the White Tower. Halfway up the stairs, there is a recess, and they were buried in there under a secret staircase. Now, they stayed there for 191 years. They were undiscovered, untouched.
Right.
And in 1674, some workmen found the chest, they pulled it out, opened it up, probably expecting to find treasure.
Yes.
What they found was the remains of two small children.
My God.
Experts of the day, they said that those were the two boys. And they were taken to Westminster Abbey and they were reinterred into Innocent's Corner. And that's where they still remain now.
Of course, I will ask you this. Have you ever come across the ghosts of two young boys?
I've heard them screaming.
So we
hear, quite often the screaming, the sounds of two children in this tower.
You are kidding. What time? In the middle of the night?
In the evening. No, just in the evenings when it's
screaming.
Dark. Screaming.
That's
screaming
not,
children.
That's not your wind going through
That's
a stone.
Not the wind. That's not people on one of my guided tours screaming to get out.
Yeah.
That is the sounds of children screaming.
And this is when you're in the room, in the bloody tower?
Out here. Out here, where we're standing now. We can hear it.
Damn, that's extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true. And this man, he's a military man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to make this bullshit up, are you?
I wouldn't make any of it up. It's all true.
It's all absolutely true.
It's all absolutely true.
Well,
seen with my own eyes.
Heard with my own ears. Don't exaggerate, Dan, come on. All right, we're here now. We've played our entrance money. You don't have to exaggerate. All right, thank you.
So also in the Bloody Tower, downstairs, it's famous for where Sir Walter Raleigh was held for 13 years of his life before he was executed.
Yeah.
And this was his herb garden.
My God.
And it's often said that the ghost of Walter Raleigh haunts this area
I've
here.
I've seen him on a chopper.
That's it, yeah.
That was his. He invented that. He invented it, didn't he?
That was his older brother.
Herb garden and...
Yeah.
What? Oh, he was seen here.
Yeah, he's seen here. So he's quite often seen the apparition of Sir Walter Raleigh tending his herb garden.
Who sees that? Some of your colleagues?
Some of my colleagues have seen it.
Good God.
Yeah.
Tell me this. Isn't he the one who carried on playing the bowls when they
said
the Armada was
coming?
Yeah,
that's him.
You've never seen him playing bowls, have you?
No.
Okay.
No. And there's often the story of a spooky black kitten appearing somewhere.
Oh, you cheeky monkey. I was just about to say that. There's a little black kitten there. Hello. If that disappears, I'll shit myself. All right, Dan, thank you. Let's move on. Thank you. I've got to say that absolutely blew me away meeting Daniel Benson, who is a yeoman warder at the Tower of London. Incredible stories. And just you wait, next week, there is more to come with our Christmas special, more to come from the Tower of London, including an amazing story about Hitler's toilet, which actually exists in the Tower of London. Yes. But now we come to the end of another episode. That's right, Linda isn't here. I'm having to re-record this a few days later because I'm such a buffoon when it comes to technology. Yes, I've managed to delete the last little bit of this episode. It wasn't very much, but it was her saying goodbye. Anyway, listen, while I've got you, I just want to say thank you for listening, and please do not forget that we are doing more live 100 Club shows at 100 Oxford Street, London, in London's fantastic
Swansea West End on Sunday, the 28th of January. Doors open at 6:30, nice and early. I know it's a school day the next day. Make a fantastic Christmas present, wouldn't it? Come on, be fair. It's wonderful. Comedians on, music. Clinton Bloody Baptiste will be on. Please go to wegottickets.com and look for Clinton Baptiste Sunday Seance. And if that doesn't suit you, why don't you come on Sunday, the 11th of February instead? Oh, come to bloody well both of them. Go on, you'll love it. Wegottickets.com. Look for Clinton Baptiste Sunday Seance. Oh, and of course, a chance for you to tell your ghost stories that we will record and put out on this very podcast. I'm channeling Linda, who does want to say goodbye. Don't you, Linda?
Yes, I do. It's Linda here saying, I believe Clinton, he's the greatest. See you next week, everyone.
Oh, you are kind, Linda. All right, till next time. Namaste. Obviously, my thanks to Linda, to Darren Bulmore and Vicky from the King's Hall, Ilkley, the 100 Club London, Rob Burton, all the Beefeaters at the Tower of London, and of course, Ruth. Not forgetting Glow with her wonderful play-out music here, accompanied so ably by Archie Levy. Thank you.
Blessings on blessings, it's almost religious. Let me know, let me know, let me know. If you gotta, if you gotta, take it slow, take it slow, take it slow. I'm your little bird, don't go too far. When you peel me off, I could touch the stars. Secrets are told, but I keep them safe.
And if I haven't flogged the arse out of this already, just a reminder that I'm going on tour. Yes, a UK tour all over the UK. There's probably 100 dates or something ridiculous. Please come and see my solo show, Roller Coaster. You'll find all the details are at clintonbaptiste.com/tour. Don't expect me to go through all of them, but there'll be a night near you, and it starts in March 2024, and it goes on right the way through to November 2024, if we haven't had enough by then. All right, Roller Coaster, please buy a ticket or several. And I think that's enough now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.